Maduro, Venezuela cuts all ties with U.S. after some nobody sworn in as president. By Francis Martel on January 23, 2019. Venezuela's dictator Nicolas Maduro announced that his country would cut all diplomatic ties with the United States following the swearing-in of interim President Juan Guaido to restore the constitutional order. President Donald Trump recognized Guaido, and not Maduro, as the legitimate president of Venezuela on Wednesday. Guaido is the head of the country's National Assembly, the federal legislative body and the only branch of government elected freely and fairly by the Venezuelan people. Guaido organized nationwide protests Wednesday, the anniversary of the establishment of democracy in 1958, that attracted thousands of protesters in the country's biggest cities. Maduro spoke several hours after Guaido took a public oath of office in Caracas, declaring himself the president of the country with the support of a broad coalition of opposition groups. He refused to name Guaido in his remarks, referring to him only as some nobody, instead directing his ire towards the United States. Speaking before a crowd at a government-organized rally in front of the presidential palace, Miraflores, Maduro announced that all U.S. diplomatic personnel had 72 hours to leave the country. "I have decided to cut all diplomatic ties with the imperialist government of the United States," he announced. "Get out of Venezuela, enough is enough. There is dignity here, damn it. The imperialist government of the United States is directing an operation to impose a puppet government via coup d'état to back its interests in Venezuela. They want to choose the president of Venezuela through unconstitutional means," he argued. "Who elects the president of Venezuela? Can some nobody self-inaugurate himself as president?" Maduro personally accused Vice President Mike Pence of issuing an order through Twitter yesterday for Guaido to take power, apparently referring to a video Pence uploaded with a message to the Venezuelan people that Washington would support their efforts to end socialist tyranny in the country and that the U.S. supported the National Assembly. Pence referred to Maduro as an usurper, the preferred word Venezuelan legislators used to refer to Maduro. Maduro won an election last year in which over 80% of voters did not participate. Those who did reported widespread irregularities and fraud at the voting booths, including harassment from Maduro socialists and violence by socialist gangs known as colectivos. Maduro also went on to warn the opposition against the gringos. "The gringos have no friends and have no loyalties to anyone," Maduro said. "They have interests and they have goal. They want Venezuelan oil, Venezuelan gas, Venezuelan gold." Guaido, the president of the National Assembly before legally taking the presidency, vowed to allow humanitarian aid into the country and organize free and fair elections in his role as interim leader. He is a member of the Socialist Popular Will Party, which opposes the United Socialist Party of Venezuela, PSUV, led by Maduro. President Trump welcomed Guaido to the presidency on Wednesday. "In its role as the only legitimate branch of government duly elected by the Venezuelan people, the National Assembly invoked the country's constitution to declare Nicolas Maduro illegitimate, and the office of the presidency therefore vacant," Trump said in a statement. "The people of Venezuela have courageously spoken out against Maduro and his regime and demanded freedom and the rule of law. We encourage other Western Hemisphere governments to recognize National Assembly President Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela, and we will work constructively with them in support of his efforts to restore constitutional legitimacy," Trump added. As interim President Guaido noted yesterday, "Violence is the usurper's weapon. We only have one clear action: to remain united and firm for a democratic and free Venezuela." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.